When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, if you will please turn with me, I'm now looking into the 8th chapter of Luke. A sower, 5th verse, went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." The 11th verse gives us the interpretation. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. So the seed, the grain, is very important. And what is it? Here it is the incorruptible word of God. The word of God that which does not change. The word of God that brings forth fruit unto righteousness. I'm sure many of you have attended services, and how much of the Word of God has taken hold? It is something quite alarming, really, that sometimes people wonder, does the fellow who is up there on the pulpit really believe what he is speaking? And sometimes the preacher is very apologetic about what the Bible says. And he comes around with an explanation, something like this: "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." But you know, in these days, it's hardly possible to do that. I met a man who was talking of a variety of blessings that had come his way. And I said to him, "Possibly you're one of those people who give your tithes to the Lord." The man appeared to be stumped because he did not do it. And yet the Lord, who says, "I send my rain upon the godly and the ungodly, and my sunshine upon the just and the unjust," he had been blessing this man, evidently. Sometimes there is blessing just because the Lord is long-suffering. He just says, "Okay, give this person a long rope." We seem to think, "Oh, God is blessing me and God is with me." You know, when there is a mad child, a dad or a mom tries to keep his eyes upon that child, because you never know what a mad child is likely to do on the spur of the moment. So there is a sense in which a dad or a mom is close to a mad child. And it's not the same as a grown-up girl or a boy seeing the value of a dad or a mother who fears God and sticks close by. You know, there is a world of difference between these two situations. A mad child needs watching. So you say, the child can very easily say, You know, my mother is always around me, you know. But what for? To keep it out of mischief. But the sane person who has come to years of understanding says, look, I'm going to have the values, the spiritual values, which have sustained my father and mother through life. And I'm going to stick close by them. Now, that's a completely and totally different relationship, isn't it? Yes, it is. I have seen some people who appear to have many earthly blessings, but they're not particularly righteous. God gives them a long rope. That's it. God is long-suffering. But don't come to the conclusion, it's because I'm right with God that He is blessing me in this manner. What happens to the seed? The Bible tells us that the seed which fell on good ground brought forth 100-fold. 12th verse, please. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Is the devil active today in Britain or in Europe or the world? Extremely so. For he was revealed, he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So, wherever you go, these works of the devil should be destroyed. They should flee. I remember at one of our big meetings, probably there were about 70,000 or 60,000 present. Suddenly there was an interruption, a great shriek and a cry, and a person was running out of the place. A demon-possessed person could not bear the atmosphere. And when she was delivered in the process, when the evil spirits were commanded to leave her, well, those evil spirits cried out, why did we come to this place? We cannot be here. You know, my dear friends, around us should be an atmosphere where these powers of darkness, which are crippling people, destroying families, should flee. You know, it takes sometimes, as counselors, some of my close associates, one of them in particular, who was converted in one of my meetings, became a man who would deal extensively and very intensively with demon-possessed people. From all parts of the country, he would have calls and counsel people and so on. And the hours which he normally spends with them. And I said to him, you know, I do not have the physical strength to be able to do what you're doing. I cannot do that. He sent his word and healed them. It should happen even as I'm giving the word. In fact, the demons must run away even before the meeting begins. Just the presence of the Lord should do that. Now I notice that there are too many churches around where this does not happen. And so people come and say, the variety of cases. A woman came and showed me her bleeding wounds or bites. She said, these are bites which I receive at night from demons. He may see my son is oppressed. I had to pray for her, and the Lord set her free. Well, my dear friends, here, the devil takes away the word that was sown in the heart. Then what else do we see? What do we see next? They on the rock, or the 13th verse, which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. You know, dropouts, all the, you know, almost in every walk of life, you can understand what a tragedy it is when a student drops out. Sometimes the professors make the courses and the examinations so tough that they want 30, 40, 50% of their class to drop out. They just want the cream. The real hard-working fellows. They don't want to graduate the rest of them. Some of them very brainy people just drop out. They're not able to keep up with the class. Now, you see dropouts from almost every realm of life. What about these deadbeat fathers, as they call them? The fathers who will not even give child support. Throw the whole burden on the poor wife and run away, notwithstanding the court's orders. You know, you can have woman can't be continually going to court and moving the court. It's not easy, nor is it cheap, inexpensive. Think of that. And can you have dropouts in the Christian life? To whom shall I go? Well, you know, Peter was asked by Jesus, will you also forleave me? The disciples and Peter replied, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? Now, very often, you know, when I found myself failing, the approach that some people take is, oh, I'm very sick, so I won't go to the hospital or to any doctor. That's not what a person does in normal life. He picks up the phone and rings frantically for the ambulance. He gets me as quickly as possible to a doctor, to a hospital. But in spiritual things, it's the contrary. See, I'm too sick. So, you know, spiritually, something has gotten in the way, something has upset matters, or whatever. So that they say, well, I don't feel like it. My dear friends, it's not always your feelings that you must depend on. It's the Word of God. When you obey the word of God, you have a certainty and an assurance. Now, that is faith. Naked trust in the word of God.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178. Or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.